Okay, go ahead.
Well, we find somebody borrowed this address, and there is two couple we got together and married. They live in Cleveland. And we made a little dinner. We had about 45, 50 people at a wedding. We made together, the two couples. He brought the chickens. Everything was kosher. And there we lived there about 2.5 years. About 3 years we lived in Teplichanov.
Teplichanov?
Teplichanov. Yeah, there we got an apartment and there we stayed about 3 years. In January 50, we decided to leave. We had a son, a year and a half. Then we crossed the border and we left to Austria, Vienna. There we stayed a year and a half. And there we had trouble also, because they were looking for a Markowitz.
Who?
The FBI, they called somebody. So we were held back for a half a year. We had the fingerprints, everything to come to America.
Do you know why they were looking for him?
He did something wrong. We don't know what. But we weren't those people. They questioned us. We went to question me and my husband separately. They took the passport away from us. He says, that's a false passport. He says, that's not false. We got legally everything. We didn't do anything. So a half a year, we were set back from Pesach till October. We got here October. They questioned us.
What was the year?
51. So they questioned us, all kind of questions.
Do you remember some of the questions that you can share with us?
Well, I don't remember. It's 40 years.
Okay.
But just question what we did and why we did those things, why we made bad things, and all kind of questions they ask us. We didn't do anything. They just ask us. And we told them, this is the passport we got there and there. He says, go find out. In Vienna we got a passport. I says, go over there and check it. We didn't do anything wrong. You're looking for the wrong people. He says, I don't know who those people are. I says, we didn't do anything wrong. So later, and a half a year later, they called us to the council that everything is all right, that we could go. Like today and tomorrow, we went already to the ship. We went by plane to the ship. We signed up papers that we don't want to go on Shabbos on the boat. So we waited it a little longer. So we went right after Rosh Hashanah. We went on the boat. A lot of people, the most boats went on Shabbos. The most. But we made up our mind that we don't want to go on Shabbos. I mean, we were there on Shabbos for 2 weeks. And on the boat, we had a fire. We had a fire, we put on the jacket, lifeguards. My husband was so sick, I didn't know where he was, because he couldn't stand on his feet for 2 weeks. He got sick. He started to be the cook, the kosher cook, on the boat. He worked for 3 days. Then he got so sick that he couldn't stand on his feet. So they called, there was a German person, she understood English, you know, they were calling for help. Thank God the fire went out, they tried. So we were there 2 weeks, and I didn't see him for 2 weeks till the boat stopped.
Was this an American ship?
This was the last trip that American ship made. It was a warship.
I see. Do you remember by any chance the name of the ship?
I don't remember.
That's all right.
I knew it when I got a citizen papers, and after that I don't remember. So the boat stopped on Shabbos, and we said we don't want to get off on Shabbos, so we had to wait till Sunday. So soon the boat stopped, we got well. No trouble, nothing. He was okay. Just there. And we had to wait till Sunday. They unloaded us on Sunday.
Was anyone to receive you?
Yeah, we had a cousin in New York, and he waited for us.
What's his name?
Lebowitz. Lebowitz.
What's his first name? It's okay.
Moshe Leib, Moshe Leib. Yeah.
And what happened after he received you?
He took us into his house. We stayed there about a week. And then we had another cousin. He never made it to come to see us. He promised first cousin, but he never came to see us. And he gave us money to come on a boat, on a train. We came by train to McKeesport.
Did you have a chance to see a little bit of the area where you got off? Where did you get off?
When I got to New York, it was very dirty, the neighborhood there. I said, this is America, so dirty, you know, outside papers all over. I says, is it so dirty? America should be so dirty. I couldn't believe it. You know, paper all over there. It was a Sunday, I guess. Maybe something went on, and it was all over paper. And we stayed there just before Sukkot. We came Sukkot to McKeesport. Our uncle, he had a house, Chaim Markowitz.
Whose brother is he?
My mother's brother.
I see.
Yeah. So we stayed there, and then we got an apartment. My husband started to work, but he got sick.
What kind of work did he do?
Junk in the junkyard. Kozlov.
What is his name?
Kozlov.
Kozlov.
He worked for there. And he got sick, he got ruptured both sides. Going on the boat, he felt something crack. He just walked up on the boat. So when we got here, he checked out, he had a both side rupture. When we got here to America, so they told him that he can't work in that factory, he has to be operated. So he was operated in Montefiore Hospital for rupture both sides. And he didn't work for a whole year. We had one son, we came, and one was born in America.
What are the name of your children?
David, and one is Saul Markowitz.
How old are your sons now?
One is 43. One is 37.
I see. What are they doing now?
One is in New York. He works with computer for the city hall, Manhattan. My other son works here for Shlomo.
What is Shlomo?
Brian Kosher.
I see. It's a...
Yeah, he works here for a hostel house. And my son is taking care of the hostel house.
Mm-hmm.
He sells chicken. A small business. He has five children. Saul has five, and David has two.
So go ahead, you were telling us about your husband.
Yeah, well, he was sick for a whole year, and he had operated. He went too early to work. He had to go again for one side rupture to be operated the first year. And he didn't work again for a half a year. He started to go back to work at Kozlov's. We give him a different job that he didn't have to lift. Something with pushing button. So after that, he was all right after that. But he had four operations per year. And he got to, yeah.
And what did he do afterwards?
After he was working there with the machines cutting iron. First he was soldering metals,
sorting the mail?
Medals.
Medals, okay.
Medals. He was sorting. And later, you work later, you always get a little better job. So he pushed the buttons to cut the big machines. He was cutting. He also was worked on the train a little bit too. Hooked up the trains together. And they filled up a train.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked up.
You mean he was connecting the
connecting,
the train?
Yeah. So he was connecting there. So he's...
How long did he work
altogether? 25 years.
When did he retire?
He retired. He was working till 67. It wasn't too hard, and he wanted to make 25 years to work. And after he retired at 67.
What has he done with himself since the retirement?
Just gardening.
I see.
He does. He likes gardening. Doing and help me a little bit.
Now, can you tell us what kind of work you have been doing about
well,
yourself?
I was working in Gemilas Chesed.
What is Gemilas
Chesed? Synagogue.
Where
in
is that?
Keysport.
I see.
I was there, the cook, the baker. I bought, I was the buyer. I had a chairman lady, Mrs. Landisman. And we worked together with her. I was the baker and the cook. We catered weddings, bar mitzvahs, for about 20 years. I was the cook. Then I went on my own a little bit catering.
Where, in McKeesport too?
Here, in Pittsburgh.
When did you come to Pittsburgh? What?
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.